Hello, my name is Kareem Thielgard, and I'm reading from Matterhorn by Cara Melantes. Melis watched the shadows moving back up the hill. The familiar washboard thumping could be heard in the valley below them as the chopper fought for altitude, skimming over the tops of trees beneath the low cloud cover. Then the NVA 51 opened up. It was followed almost immediately by the chopper's two 50-caliber machine guns, firing blindly into the dark jungle to try to suppress the fire. The chopper loomed out of the darkness and slammed into the zone. Its crew chief immediately jumped out and yelled at the Marines to get the stretcher on board. Cassidy, Hawk, Fitch, an FAC man ran across the LZ with the stretcher and up the ramp of the chopper, the sound of the NVA-51's bullets cracking through the air. Melis crouched to the ground, thankful he was just below the lip of the LZ, defilated from the fire. The chopper was moving before the four stretcher bearers were even out of it. It was already airborne as the last dark figure jumped for the ground and ran for the lip of the LZ.